The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast. I'm going to hear from Anna Stembridge on how she thinks her team will do against Storm this weekend. But first, I've been speaking to Mickey. Mickey, we're heading into round seven this weekend. How are things from your point at the minute?
Yeah, I think things are going pretty well. I think if you take a step back from the overall sort of season in terms of results, wins, losses, I think I'm really happy with the progress the group have made from the start of the season to now. Obviously, we was disappointed with that loss to Stars. That was a game that we had targeted at the beginning of the season that we wanted to win. And we've come away and had some really honest conversations about what we think we need to do better in that respect. But I think in terms of all of the other results, it's probably gone the way that we thought. And I mean, I know we can be disappointed coming away, for example, from the game against Loughborough, but credit where it's due. You know, Loughborough are a classy side and are probably going to be right up there in terms of finals this season. And we went into that game wanting to focus on things other than the result. And as I said to the girls after, you know, we can be disappointed, obviously, because we're competitors. But let's put it all into perspective. The four games prior to that, the Loughborough have competed, they'd scored over 59 goals and they'd beaten teams by a score margin of 27, 28, 29. So if you look at what we did on the day, well, yeah, we didn't win, but we limited them to 56 and our score margin was 19. So if we wanted to go into that game with mini wins, well, there they are. And I think that's really important for a side like us that are still developing and still sort of trying to find our way in that mid-table contest.
How's the league working out? A couple of doubleheaders, that kind of thing, is it? Is it doable? I mean, it'll be a lot easier when we get to the Copper Box back end of the season, but up and down the Wakefield.
It's a bit of an understatement for us and the way we've kick-started our season. I think we've played four so far, which is more than any other team at this current moment in time. But yeah, in all honesty, I think in terms of the overall production and the event and the league so far, it's been fantastic. You know, even having to journey to Wakefield, which for us is obviously a challenge in itself, it's been fantastic. And in all honesty, I think people are going to be a little bit disappointed when it transfers to the Copper Box, because we've almost got used to it and used to, you know, how the things go and the hotel stays. And the guys at Wheatwood Hotel in Leeds have been unbelievably accommodating. So yeah, it's been fine. In all fairness, we've just got on with it. And yeah, in terms of the product for a fan, it's absolutely worth it for them to get to see every single game televised, isn't it? So
yeah, absolutely. And even some of the viewing figures on YouTube, I mean, games are getting 7,000 plus viewers live.
Yeah, I think our game against Pulse that kicked off the season is currently up to over 42,000 views, which is more than any other game there's been so far. So, yeah, it's fantastic for the sport. It's fantastic for the growth of the game in general. So, yeah, I guess the conversation piece now going forward will be, well, what happens next season? Because I'm not sure anybody's going to want to go back to just one game a week after the amount of visibility they've had this season. And I think, you know, lots of fans have been invested in the story this year. You know, it's not just about turning on your TV and who's going to win and who's going to lose. It's almost like, well, I wonder what the starting seven's going to be. I wonder what the coach is going to have to say. You're invested in the journey because you've got to see it through every single stage. And that's really important.
Yeah, adopting a team and maybe keeping a closer eye on the individual players as well, which helps the sport in the long term.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, it's not, as I say, it's not just about the result on the day. It's about the journey. And that's just not just from a team, but that's from a player perspective as well. You know, we've seen so many different stories come out around individual player journeys, you know, their ages, their experience, what they do away from the court. And again, that's so important. And we can't underestimate how much that needs to continue in order to grow our sport to the next level.
Speaking of which, Sophie instantly thrown into the spotlight by that player of the match.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, that's amazing for Sophie so early on in her playing career. But, you know, everything put into perspective, Sophie's a 16-year-old athlete who is fantastic at what she does. But also to that, all of the things that she's going through this season are completely new to her. You know, the demand of the sport, the amount of training, you know, having to manage that with school all at the same time, etc., etc. So for us, this is just the beginning for athletes like Sophie and Grace, who, you know, we're planning to have as part of our franchise and what we do for the real long term. So this is just a stepping stone in their journey.
What's the latest from Emma? How's she progressing?
Yeah, Emma's progressing fantastically well, and she'll be looking to wear a dress very, very, very soon.
Shooting options have been nice. You've had a few different options there to you.
Yeah, we've been a bit sport for choice, in all honesty, in that shooting end. We know that any one of our five shooters we put on the court at any one given time, they're going to go out there and do a job for us. We know that shooting percentage wise, all of them are up there and competing with the best in the league. Obviously, we know Karen and the calibre of athlete she is. I think she's currently sitting second on the shooting table in the entire league. So for us, it's just about injecting them at the right time for tactical reasons versus, you know, it's not always performance-based. We know what they're going to give us performance-wise, and it gives us a little bit of freedom and creativity as coaches to inject the right people at the right time.
It was nice to see Nick back the other day as well.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I think we're a bit spoiled for choice in terms of our selection headaches we're going through this season. For me as a coach, it's a real headache to have, but one of the best. And the girls ultimately know that, you know, whoever trains the hardest, whoever, you know, fulfills their obligation the hardest in terms of the jobs that we're setting them out to do, they're the ones who are going to get the nod that week. Now, that might mean that it chops and changes a little bit, but all for the right reasons. So, yeah, really exciting to see girls just put their hand up in training and getting the opportunity as a result of it.
And it's nice for you and Emily and obviously Danny just to have those options on game days.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, as I say, the question isn't around what we're going to get from performance of, from each athlete. The question is, well, who's the right matchup to put against who we're playing? Who do we think the opposition's going to start versus who they're going to inject? And who do we think's going to match up against that right? Who do we think structurally is doing a really good job in this facet? So, you know, it's not just about performance. You know, I think that's a given because we have 15 athletes or 18 athletes in our wider squad who are all absolutely chomping at the bit for performance-related opportunities. It's just about our decision to make the right tactical, implementations at the right time. And I think so far we've done a pretty good job at that.
So you're okay on how things are going at the moment?
Yeah, really happy with how we're trucking along. I think, you know, we're about to get into the real heavy part of the season where we can sink our teeth into it. And I think this next portion of the season will be the real telltale sign, because it's when, you know, fatigue starts to kick in. The wider world has opened up as well, so everybody's gone back to their day jobs and spending a lot of time on their feet and the stresses of what that brings. So, this next portion of the season for me is going to be really important that we grit our teeth and grind our way through it.
Starting on Sunday at 4 against Bath. Anna told us it's going to be an epic battle. They were her words.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I reminded the girls in training this week that the last time we played Bath was back in their home territory, and we went up there and did a job and won by 4. And I think that's what you get with Storm. You know, people know we're the team that you can't write off by any stretch of the imagination, because on our day, when we get it right, we have the capability to compete and beat anybody. And that's why I think you'll always see teams put out their strongest lineup against us versus, you know, potentially, you know, giving people a rest or whatever. So, you know, I said to the girls last night, the last thing we ended on is, if you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And right now, Bath have been targeted to be the best team in this league. So what a better opportunity for us to go out there and improve upon the processes that we've already started putting in place. So that should be a challenge that we look forward to relishing, rather than, you know, potentially being a little bit nervous because of the calibre of athlete they have. We know they're a deadly team. We know they're a team that plays in rhythm and they play in confidence. So it's just about us being able to stick to task for, you know, 46 of the 48 minutes versus the little bit of inconsistencies that we've seen so far.
Smashing. Mickey, thanks again and speak soon.
Thank you so much, Andy.
And what does Team Bath's Anna Stembridge make of the fixture?
We're really looking forward to the game ahead against Surrey Storm. It's always a real epic battle against those guys and always cause us a little bit of a headache. So, yeah, Mickey's got a really exciting lineup, some really exciting youngsters in that squad. We will prepare for this game like we would any other, really, making sure we've done the analysis, looking at where they've actually probably played some of the best netball and also where we can hopefully look to try and expose them. Key matchups definitely will be our shooting circle and their defensive end. I think that's really starting to build. And they've got such range and reactivity in that circle that we need to make sure, yeah, that we've done our homework and we're being confident of the way in which we play the ball around, both in and outside that circle. So, yeah, just really looking forward to the game, really. And hoping to back up last week's doubleheader's performances in this week's doubleheader.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.